Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon dito sa studio, fresh from an overseas travel para sa Civic Reading dito sa Melbourne, si Jordan Shea. Magandang araw!
Hi!
Malacañang, Montgomery.
That's right.
Mula Pilipinas patungong Sydney.
Yes, yes. But I think, you know, it speaks more to the, you know, we're the third largest Asian diaspora in the country. So who knows, the title might change to Malacañang, Australia. You never know.
Or Malacañang Blacktown.
Malacañang Blacktown or Malacañang Maribyrnong or Malacañang. We should have a competition about how many.
But una sa lahat, ikaw ang bumuo ng kwento ng Malacañang Montgomery. Saan nag-usbong or where did the inspiration come from?
The story, the inspiration came from, I was down here doing an interview for a verbatim theatre piece called Diwa. Essence, soul, which is through a company called Performing Lines. And one of the interviews I conducted was with Alfredo Nikdao. And he introduced me to a book and he brought me into his living room. And it was very mythical, very, you know, very inspirational,
nostalgic.
Very nostalgic. And the book was a coffee table book showing the photos of the revolution through beautiful images. I've never seen a lot of these images before, and it documented the stories. And Alfredo did the typical thing. He said, you'll never be able to find this book. It's very rare. I was able to get it the next day. You know, being a tito, you know, saying, you're very rare.
You know, you were determined to find one.
And I said, I'm going to find one. And I got one from the USA, so it came to me. And a lot of, in particular, one photo just of the millions of people on EDSA Boulevard, that got me going because I thought, how many stories could be in that image? How many stories could be in that image?
I once described the EDSA People Power Revolution as a bloodless revolution.
That's what I love.
And someone once reacted, how can there be a bloodless revolution? I said, you haven't witnessed EDSA.
That's right. Well, it's peaceful. I think it was a peaceful, they were striving clearly for peace and a peaceful transition of power.
And it was when people were so angry.
Yes.
But they weren't violent.
They weren't violent. And it was a, you know, I feel that they knew that if they rallied together and came together, they could see change. And the world, a senator from the United States said, when I was doing my research, he said in the 80s, the world looks to the Philippines for democracy. And I really think that's also played a big part in my writing because it was about, wow, we were thrust into the global news. Like it's
everyone knew about us.
Everyone knew about us. Because, you know, I was talking to a journalist friend who said that to get into Manila at the time was easy. If they wanted to film it, they could take photos, they could film. So it was documented.
For me, one of the most striking image during that period, that few days of revolt, was the nuns who were,
yes,
you know, holding
yes.
each other with the rosaries, and they were in the front line.
Yes.
And it, to me, it symbolized faith. You know,
absolutely.
You don't necessarily have to be Catholic, but
no.
It was faith in something that this will be peaceful and this will happen and change will happen.
Well, that's right. And the play actually opens with, we're using the recording of Cardinal Sin calling for peace.
Now, in looking back to history, and
yes.
I asked you a while ago,
yes.
if you were witness to it,
yes.
and you said that you were too young to witness it.
I don't think I was
you weren't born yet.
Born.
But this is the most interesting thing about our age now, is that younger people, younger generations can look back,
Oppo.
Reflect, and have their own interpretation. And your take, because we've had films done recently made in Malacañang and the Malacañang story, which is done in film. But yours is an interpretation of how two generations look at things.
Yes, po.
Or look at life. So, Malacañang is yung tatay na nanggaling at nakaranas nung araw na yon sa Malacañang. And Montgomery is yung anak niya.
It's now.
Na, ngayon,
yeah, yeah.
na nakita at nasaksihan ng lahat ng mga pangyayari sa pamamagitan ng social media, internet.
Yes, yeah, online, di ba? Yes. How activism has changed. Activista in 86 compared to being an activista now. And in the 80s...
You had to be on the streets.
You were on the streets, or you weren't there. You physically weren't there. There was no other way. Or, you know, you were printing out flyers and working in the back, but...
You were actively there.
But, and now it is more about engaging from afar. And the character in this, Leo, the young boy, he engages from afar, but he's still so passionate. And that's, you can provide commentary on that and say he obviously still cares. He obviously has empathy, but he's still so passionate. He's still so passionate. So we can't ignore that, you know?
And paano mo sas maja-justify? Because other people might say, hindi mo talaga yun maiintindihan kasi wala ka dun. So what would your generation say to that?
I think they would say the world has changed, and the glory of social media and the online digital space is that you can actually engage without being there. It does not give you first-hand experience, but it does allow you to access your privilege in being able to use your voice in Australia, America.
And how would you know that ito yung totoong boses, ito yung totoong nangyari?
How
do you filter through all that things, that's all the information that's just muddled up in technology or in the internet?
I think by looking at the past. I mean, that's what I did. I looked to the past. And you look at the wealth of things online. And
deeply.
Deeply. Yes, you can't time travel, but you can definitely try and gain access to the past and look.
At meron si Leo na gabay tulad ng ama niya na nakasaksi noon. At in your case, Alfred Nicdao.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, similar. Yeah, a little bit actually. Yes, because I mean, my mother, there were still some of my mother's brothers in the Philippines when it was going down, and I never knew that, and that was really inspiring, you know. And
nabanggit mo nga yung nanay mo nag-migrate siya dito, 74.
That's right.
So
yeah.
Height ng martial law
declaration, yes,
71,
yeah, 72 maybe.
Yes
72, yes.
And then 74 nandito na siya.
Yes,
so masasabi natin na nung nangyayari na yung martial law, nandito na siya. So when it was happening.
Yes, she came out when it was happening. And as a child, I remember her talking to me about it. And the main shortage she remembers queuing with her brothers at Burnham Park for rice, due to a rice crisis. And because productivity came to a standstill. And that's a fact.
And how much of these stories that your mother or your nanay was shared with you played in putting together Malacanang Montgomery?
Well, she's been out here for such a long time, so a little bit, but I can't deny the fact that, you know, she came out here in order to earn money to send home, like so many of our Kabayans do, so many. But she came out here because she couldn't earn the amount that she could earn here, over there. So in a way, that whole period of history is a catalyst for my existence. So entirely.
Pwede ba nating sabihin na sa pagsusulat nito, nakilala mo rin yung pagkapinoy mo? Dahil dito ka na lumaki? O merong bahagi ng pagkapinoy mo na na-discover mo na? Oh nga, no? Ito ako.
Yes. Okay, when was it a bit of a realization?
Yes.
For me? I think there were 3 Asian kids in my year in primary school. They were both Chinese. And then I was Filipino. So it took me a while. I never met another Filipino person I wasn't related to until I was 12.
That's a long time.
Yes, it's too long. But anyway, that's a whole other story. But I met them in high school because I went to a high school, that Catholic boys' high school, and they all kind of came from Blacktown to this school, and we got along really well. But it wasn't until I studied here at the VCA in Melbourne.
Victorian College of the
Arts.
That's
right. Under Raimondo Cortese. And during that time, the Philippines was in the news due to the war on drugs. And I just read about it. And I thought, this is the most I've ever seen my mother's country, half of my, you know, parentage, be represented in the media. That was the moment, yes.
And how has it changed, Malacañang Montgomery, of how you look at your being Filipino?
Well, I've kind of taught myself to be more Filipino because, and that's not because of conflict and not because of choice, but
it's a conscious decision.
My mother's been here for such a long time. She still speaks Tagalog. My father talks better Tagalog than me, so.
And he's not Filipino.
And he's not Filipino, but they've been married 45 years this year.
45 That's a long
years.
Time.
That's a long time, 45 years.
So he
years.
Would have been Filipinized.
He's definitely Filipinized. He's very much, I think, an icon to my family. But it made me embrace things like the food. It made me seek out artistic collaborators, Ramon Berry, Kenneth Moraleda, Alfredo Nickdahl, a few others that really helped me understand who I was, because there's no one way to be a Filipino person.
I agree.
You know, and I see it because I'm a casual high school teacher as well in Sydney. I see a lot of the kids understanding things a bit more and looking for representation, but, you know, they're proud. They're so proud. And when I was young, I don't think I wasn't proud. I just didn't know.
And that's what Alfred said a while back when I interviewed him, that between the time that he was growing up in Australia and now, especially the artists, they are more connected. We are more connected.
Yes.
To before.
We've done the work too. But you have to do the work because you're here, you're not there. And so the play isn't a commentary. It's not a commentary. It is a story that uses the history as a backdrop, which is what I can do because I live here. I'm not over there. I've never lived there for a period of time. I've visited, but I've never lived there.
Can we say
yes.
that it is a Filipino-Australian migrant's interpretation of history?
I think it's a first-generation Filipino-Australian's interpretation of history. Because I was born here. So everything that I've been blooded on, been taught from all my elders and titas and titos, and especially my Lola and my mother, I've used.
So Malacañang Montgomery is, in effect, like, say, halo halo, for lack of anything else.
I like that. That's a good comparison. So it means it's weird but palatable. Well, you know,
yeah. Like you see, and it's composed of many different things, but you can still see the ingredients by itself.
That is a beautiful way of putting things. I agree, yes.
And masasabi ba natin, Jordan, na ito yung una sa maraming mga pagsalaysay ng kwento ng mga karanasan ng tulad mo?
I've done quite a bit up in Sydney. I've been fortunate enough to have a good run in Sydney. I've done work with the major theatre companies up there. But because I'm Victorian trained and I lived here, it's great to come back. The talent here there's plenty. And we love to be on stage.
And so Ramon Berry.
Ramon Berry and Aidan Gail Miranda has just graduated and is a wonderful performer. And Marty Roan as well.
So this is at the Cybeck?
Cybeck Play Readings at the Lawler Theatre, the Melbourne Theatre Company, Thursday at 7 p.m.
Looking forward to that. Thank you very much, Jordan.
Thank you so much.
E-like, e-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.